Because a lot of things, it was almost like a boxer. You know, Moosey kept me off guard. He hit me with the jab sometimes. Sometimes he hit me with a power punch. And so he would change up his releases. He would do little small things that, you know, I hadn't seen too much. But, you know, from a savvy veteran like that, I'm going to take it to practice this week, and I'm going to work on my technique to don't deviate from my technique or my fundamentals when I go back on the field, and that way I know I can dominate anybody.
Looked like he was a heck of a blocker.
Oh, man, a great blocker. I had to hustle around him a couple times so he wouldn't put his hands on me.
Were you guys surprised at all the way that they came out throwing?
We want to be able to stop the run, make them one-dimensional, and them throw the ball. That's what any confident secondary wants the team to do. One-dimensional, throw the ball, we're going to make plays. We just didn't make the plays yesterday. We were in position, but we just didn't make the plays. And if we turn those big explosive plays that they made, we make about two or three of those, it changed the whole complexion of the game.
So what are the adjustments you need to make so that next week, 2 weeks, you do make those plays?
Oh, small, just nothing big, just no mental errors and win. No mental errors, and when the ball's in the air, we got to win. That's all we got to do. And the best thing for that is practice on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
What's this been like for you, waiting to know if Champ's going to play every week where it's coming down to Saturday or Sunday?
It's no problem at all. I go out there and work as if I'm the starter, and I get in his ear and tell him, man, come on, man, you need to be starting. I'm trying to see you play, you know. And he goes in there and he works hard as he can, and I go to work and I work hard as I can. And if Champ is going to start, then I'll be prepared to be ready when my number is called. But you see it every game he plays. You could say he's a savage. He gets out there and he wants the ball every play if he can get it. And when he gets it, he wants every inch, every yard that he can get. And you can't – everybody doesn't have that. Everybody doesn't have that drive and that passion for the game and that passion to win. But Steve Smith does, and that's one thing that takes you from good to great.
Now, being out there on the field, obviously you've been studying, you've been watching, you've been practicing. How much different is it with the learning that you get when you're actually out there on the field in the game situation?
It's drastically different because, you know, in practice, you know, you got your scout team receivers that are running routes, but then you get out there and you get a real-life Steve Smith. And you're like, well, I thought Steve Smith was going to run by me every play. And then he'll lull you to sleep and jog right by you and then catch a pass. And so you have to learn to adjust your tempo, adjust your mindset, and then learn as the games go by what they do to you and adjust to it.
We talked to Mike Shanahan, his press conference. He said he thought you had a good game. You were very active. You know, your first game out there had some really tough competition to go against. How did you evaluate yourself after the game?
I think this was my worst professional game. I told Moose, and he schooled me after the game. I told him he schooled me because he kept me off balance. It was no point in time where I was doing me. I was reacting every time to him. I didn't make him adjust to my play, and that's one thing that I do not like. I had too many tackles. I mean, I think I probably had 9, maybe 10. If I could take away those 4 on completions, 4 or 5 on completions, turn those into pass deflections, I would have loved the game. But I think if I would have made 2 or 3 plays on those pass plays, that would have changed the whole complexion of the game, and we probably would have won.
That's good. Josh, how's Champ helped you, even though he's been hurt? How is he continued to kind of be a leader in the locker room with you in particular?
He continues to tell me that I'm good enough to dominate at this level, and that makes me want to go out there and work so that I can dominate. I can have that Champ Bailey-esque game, you know, where I can get out there and catch two interceptions, you know, or have no completions caught on me. That's one thing that I think the biggest thing to me, that he looks at me. He give me that look like, come on now, Rook, come on. Go on out there and do what you can do, and I think that's the biggest thing to boost me.
So even though you're not watching him play, you're learning still by him tutoring?
Oh, yes. I even watch his film, study his film, his reactions, and little tendencies that he does.
Have you sensed his frustration as this has lingered and he hasn't been able to get back out to himself?
I know exactly how it is to be away from the game, not be able to play, and just be frustrated at it. And with him, I know he want to be out there right now, but it makes no sense to come back if you're not 100% and then re-aggravate it even more. We working to get in the playoffs and have a Super Bowl run. So we really need him for the playoffs.
How would you feel if you get up to the playoffs and then boom, he's back in and you're not getting as much time?
That's the part of being a team player. You do what you got to do when you called on. And then when Champ comes back, I'll probably be the nickel, or if I'm the dime, or if I'm pushed back just the special teams, I'll go out there and I'll try my best to make a play just like I'm doing now.
You'd be happy to see Champ back?
I'd love to see Champ back. I told him I needed him back for Carolina so I could see him and Steve Smith. But it didn't work out like that. So I'll wait for the playoffs, hopefully.